Last time on The Usual Time.
The tabaxi has dropped.
I'm gonna leap into the air and do like a victory twirl.
The one that's attacking you, Alexia, will rinse your feet.
Bring my hand up, bring it into a fist as the fire wreathes around it.
You essentially roast this thing in its own shell. Droop finishes strong with two connecting attacks.
That was awesome, guys. What was she saying before you cut her in half? They'll never find it.
Did anybody happen to hear why this person was attacking you and burning your homes?
You don't happen to have a glowing orb, do you?
We don't know. She showed up with those things and she said something about tunneling up underneath Twin Visages.
It's a shame that we killed her because she was going to tell us where Shadow is.
One of the townsfolk said that the creatures came from the northeast.
Want to check it out real quick? I mean,
we're going? Let's go.
We're all ready?
Very well.
Up ahead, you can see movement. There is a tunnel leading into the wall of this cliff.
I guess we get to ask them. We don't necessarily need to fight them.
No closer. What do you want?
Oh, hey there. We're kind of a little lost.
I said no further.
Listen, I don't want any trouble.
1,000 gold. That's a price.
Bonus action to turn invisible.
Shadow, what is he doing?
It's gone. It's gone.
Taken completely by surprise and slips in the mud below him and is now on his ass. What is that thing?
Just a friend.
All right. I win. 1,000 gold. We leave.
I'm fine with that.
All right. It's going to be your loss.
Things aren't looking so good. You can jump in, but I think that I got
I can't wait to find out all this crazy ass, like, he's got magic sword, magic armor. He's actually a level 20 character.
So Grar, I'll need it from you as well if you're planning on jumping in.
That's dependent on Almalexia.
Okay,
so
well, if you decide to jump in, or if things go south and the entire group jumps in, I'll get it from you then.
Oh, okay. Good, because it'll maybe be better than that roll.
Mine is 18.
Okay. 18 with mods.
Yes.
Okay. He is first. Your current distance is 40 feet. He just pushes forward his full 30 feet and maintains a dodge stance.
Could I revise my drawing of my weapons?
Sure.
So what I'm going to do is draw my dagger. I'm going to just change the order of operations. I'm going to use my bonus action to cast Hexblade's Curse, and then I'm going to cast Ray of Frost.
Okay.
Surprise! I cast spells! You didn't know this. So, 21.
21 hits.
So 5 cold damage.
And okay.
Second beam is a natural 1.
That misses.
Alright. I'm going to pull out my sword. And end my turn.
Okay. He does close the distance. And he will take a swing at you with his great sword, coming down on you with the weight of his full plate. That is a 16 to hit.
That will miss.
Okay.
And I didn't, you have to use my thing for it.
Okay. He takes another swing with a 24 to hit.
That will hit, and also I would have used my thing.
I suppose I won't tell you the thing.
So,
which gets it to not 24. Right?
Correct.
Okay, so you take 12 slashing damage as this great sword slashes you directly across the chest.
Ouch!
Yes, you have a large gash. He takes...
Whammy! Kappa!
You've been cut. He takes another swing on you, and
Kapow!
Not amused.
Good wholesome entertainment.
Yes.
There. 18.
Family programming.
Oh, right. I said I was.
Well, either way, it hits because I already used my defensive.
You used your thing.
My armor class is 17, and it's +4 when I use my defensive duelist.
Okay.
So I guess you could just tell me if it hits on a 17.
17.
And then I decide whether or not to use defensive duelist.
Sure. Okay. End of his turn.
So I'm going to cast a spell called Shadow of Moil. So essentially, it is similar-ish to Darkness spell, but the mechanics are a little different. Essentially, flame-like shadows wreathe my body until the spell ends. It is a one-action, one-minute concentration spell.
Okay.
Causing you to be heavily obscured to others. The shadow turns dim light within 10 feet of me into darkness and bright light in the same area to dim. And I assume it's morning, so I don't really think that that really is going to matter terribly. Until the spell ends, I also have resistance to radiant damage. In addition, whenever a creature within 10 feet hits me with an attack, the shadows leash out the creature, dealing 2d8 necrotic damage.
Oh, there's okay. The part that matters.
So it's a shadow whips or tentacle hit the enemy.
Everything's tentacles to you people. It's kind of a lot like Darkness, but a more controlled version of it that has extra fluff.
Tackles against the creature have advantage. The creature's tackles have disadvantage. Since he's heavily obscured, the attacker would have disadvantage.
Okay, so you do that, suddenly you're wreathed in darkness, as is the 10 feet around you?
Personal 5 feet, more or less.
Alright, end of your turn?
Yeah.
He laughs and says, "Don't think that'll help you," and raises his sword up to his side, almost like he's about to swing a bat, and takes a swipe across the entire area of shadow that you're in, and I need a dex save from you.
Ooh, that's fun. That's 18.
Okay. So you'll take 5 damage from that as he wheels around and attempts a normal attack on you at disadvantage. That one misses. And he ends his turn.
I wonder if that activates my...
It hit you and it's an attack. It doesn't specifically say makes an attack roll on you. So, sure.
Okay.
I'll let you do your shadow thing.
Shadow Jutsu! That's 4.
Okay.
Necrotic. Shadow lashes out. Tentacle. Flame-like tentacle.
It seems to... it hits his armor and it kind of seems to dissipate and then withdraw back to you. Doesn't really appear to have been all that effective.
Yeah.
Okay. End of his turn.
I am going to... make a couple of attacks on this fanboy at advantage. And 19 and 20s are critical. Alright, so the first one is going to be a 25.
That hits.
Alright, so that is going to be with my daga. That is 10 damage. With the dagger.
Okay. Is the damage magical?
Yep, for the dagger.
Okay.
And now rolling for ward at advantage. Damn it. That will be 20 unnatural.
20 hits.
Just 4 damage on that strike. No magical.
No magic.
Not a magical sword.
Okay. End of turn.
Yep.
He laughs again and says, "The full attacks like that won't pierce my armor," and he takes another swiping attack at you. So I'll need another dex from you.
8.
That fails. Yes. 14 damage on that one.
Ow.
Your thing cracks.
Yep. It does.
How long is that up for, and do you need
concentration?
DC equals 10 or half the damage you take, whichever number is higher. Never less than 10.
So I rolled a 16, so it was a 14, so...
Okay, so you maintain concentration.
Well,
damage. Yep. Yes. Right. Okay, so you maintain concentration.
Yeah, I rolled an 18.
Yep, you maintain concentration there. He takes another regular attack at you. It'll hit.
Alright, then I will utilize my defense to do this.
That is enough to get you by. you're able to block his attack and spin yourself out of the way in time to dodge it. That'll be the end of his turn. Okay, it's your turn.
Attack!
And this is with the dagger. So that is 25 to hit.
Yep, that'll hit.
So that's 11 magical damage to him.
Okay.
And I am also going to take an off strike.
Yep.
Unnatural 19.
19 hits.
So that is going to be a sixer of damage.
Okay. And that is not magical, correct?
Correct. And that will end the turn.
You see him plant the tip of his sword in the ground, and he rears back with his gauntlet and just brings a haymaker right into the shadow at you.
Holy fuck.
The Phantom Fist!
It'll hit.
Alright, so I will use Defensive Duelist.
It will miss. You're able to put your hands up and catch his fist and move it out of the way as he brings it down on you. And as he does that, he lurches forward with his right foot, plants and finds his balance, and with his left hand on a backswing, he makes an attack.
All right. Roll to that.
That will miss with your normal AC. Ooh. That'll be the end of his turn. You're up.
All right. I'm going to rinse and repeat because I think that this is working.
Okay.
For the time being. First attack and advantage. So that again is going to be 25.
Hits.
14 damage on the dagger.
Okay.
Natural 19. Sword time.
Okay.
It'll be 9 damage on the sword strike. See, the thing is, I'm just playing with you, but you do have some moves, so you should be proud of that and end that turn.
He just says, "I'm not done yet," and takes another sweeping strike at you with his sword. Oh, sorry, I'm rolling. You need to make a save for this one.
Oh, okay. Auto hit. 17!
Okay, yep, you save. You take 6 damage. He will attempt to make a regular attack on you after that.
Consecutive regular strikes!
It will hit.
Defensive duelist.
It will still hit.
Damn.
And I think your thing procs twice then.
Yep, right? it will proc twice, yeah.
Okay, so for
so it'll be
this,
4DA.
This one you will take 10 damage.
So I have to roll
12. 10 for both.
Okay. Yep. And I did a 12 and then a 13 on the second one. And these are constitution,
yes.
Right? Okay, yes. So plus 3 to both those, but doesn't matter because it's still, I rolled that.
Okay, yep, so you're good there. It's still up. And then I need you to roll the damage for the shadows.
Does he have any more attacks coming in?
No, that's the end of his attack.
Let's do this. 23 necrotic.
Okay.
How's he looking? Just dashing. He's going to be my new boyfriend.
Yeah, he, I mean, you can't see his face. You you know that he's taken some damage, but you can't really see how badly he's injured, if at all.
He's an illusion.
Your magical strikes seem to be somewhat lessened.
Oh, okay. He has an anti-magic armor.
That is end of his turn. We're on to you.
I'm going to raise my feet, starting with the dagger, of course. Advantage. So that be 27.
That'll hit.
14 damage. We're going at sword with advantage. Damn it. And so that is 21.
Yep.
And here. So 6 damage on the sword.
Alright. He again tries to get you with a blow from his fist as he plants his sword again and rears back to drive another fist into the shadows. It'll hit.
And I'll, of course, use 20, make it 21.
Yep. So you're able to judo your way out of it again. And
I have a lot of time about what that fist does.
He comes around on a backswing just as before and tries a regular attack on you. It'll hit.
This guy has some good mods. Let's do this.
And I think it you don't get your shield thing, right?
Nope. Use it in the first one.
Okay. So yeah, this one will hit for 9 damage. And your shadows will proc.
Yep. Let's do the shadows. 12 necrotic.
Good.
And rolling for the concentration, so it has to beat a 10, and that is a 15.
Okay, still up. Back to your turn.
So, what does that gauntlet of yours do? I've never seen someone neglect to swing a greatsword when they had the option, and I'm going to attack. That is 27.
That'll hit.
That would be 14 damage.
Okay.
Yeah, max damage on my dagger lasts 3 times in a row.
I've noticed.
And now we'll do sword. Natural 20. D6 ain't so hot. We're looking at 8 damage.
Okay.
And in my turn. See if he responds.
He says, why don't you let me hit you with it and find out, as he takes another swing. It does hit.
Well, you know what? We're going to make it 21. Try and get
still
out.
It hits.
No!
I rolled pretty good on that one. So you take 13 bludgeoning damage as this fist connects with you, and I need you to make a dex save.
Ooh, shit. I don't like the sound of that. That's 17.
You're able to keep your footing, but you get a pretty good idea that the punch is just strong enough to knock most people off their feet.
I've been taking his greatsword and dodging his...
Yeah.
Dodging is probably like... Well, I guess he did do significant damage.
He's undeterred by the fact that you're still standing, closes the gap again, and takes another swing, regular attack at you. That time he misses. That'll be the end of his turn, and I need you to do your concentration and practice shadow attack.
Yep. So that will be 21. And for the concentration. And then shadow of Utsu. God damn it, 4. Necrotic damage.
Okay. That is the end of his turn. We're back to you. You're on turn number 7 of your shadow.
So I don't want to hit his men as part of this, so I'm actually going to kind of, I guess since he's within 5 feet of me, I'm going to like duck and aim upwards at him, and I'm going to blast a cone of cold out of my Flame of Star spelling.
Okay.
Blank.
Go for it.
All right, so you get to make your save.
Is it just X?
Constitution saving, so.
Okay.
That's probably
it is 25.
Then it takes half damage. So
okay.
Half of 45.
Okay.
All right. How'd that seem to hit him?
He took it.
Fuck this guy.
Anything else you want to do on your turn?
No, that's it on a turn.
Okay. How are you? How would you describe how you look to him?
If he could see me, he would probably see that I'm taken beyond half my HP.
But he can't.
But he can't.
That's right, because he's blinded when he looks at you, because you're just so damn beautiful.
Blinded by the light of her beauty.
Don't get rid of it.
But also, just, you know, it's dark, so.
Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale?
Hold on.
Of Moya?
He.
You want to try that one again?
What out of his face mask?
Like the black knight in Monty Python.
He will try another time to hit you with his fist.
Fuck your fist.
He hits.
I'm going to let the fist hit.
Okay. Just so you don't use the shield.
No, I don't use it because I assume he's going to come down with that greatsword again.
I need
I
need a dex save from you, and you will take 14 damage. Yes.
Okay.
And then what was your save?
My save was 19.
Okay. So you do not get knocked prone again.
All right.
He will make a secondary attack with greatsword and miss miserably. End of his turn.
Well, dang, now I should have used it.
You proc your shadow and the concentration.
Yep. Yep. I rolled a 19.
Okay.
And so one, eight, two. That is 7.
And it is your turn.
Do I do it? Again, this time utilizing a spell slot, I go down on him and use Cone of Cold on him.
Okay. 10.
He failed.
Okay.
Takes 38 cold damage.
Yeah.
You're looking kind of tired. I can do this all day.
End of turn.
Yeah.
As a result of the last attack, he will drop to one knee with both hands on his sword. And it stabs the ground in front of him. And he says, "You're truly a worthy adversary."
Fuck you, Shadow! I don't say loud.
I will be true to my word.
What the fuck did I do?
My men and I will leave. I will be true to my word. My men and I will leave. Damn job. Wasn't worth it from the get-go anyway.
You are truly a worthy adversary. Perhaps the best warrior that I've faced thus far.
He stands up and takes off his helm, and you can see that his face is quite bloodied from the battle.
Perfect. And roll for hotness?
Roll at disadvantage because he's so fucked up.
This is the better Naveen!
He's so fucked up.
Well, if he's really hot, it'll show through.
He is a solid 7.
So he's not really hot.
I mean,
he's pretty good.
He's
for
respectable.
That's a C at best.
Yeah, on a good day. All right, so
he ain't ugly. He's not the prettiest guy you ever seen.
I'm going to combo my
sexy jutsu into a harem jutsu.
Yeah, exactly. Mask of many faces to make myself appear myself, but completely undamaged, and I'll drop my shadow. Uh-huh. I'm sorry that the people who hired you are no longer going to be around to follow through, but at least you can take this and you might feel a little better. And I hand him over a glowing potion of awesome, which I believe is the potion that I found that essentially, I don't know what it's called, but it's the one that, like, when you do like a short rest or something, you get like maximum hit die back or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Whatever it's called. And I don't think I'm ever going to really use it, so I might as well just give it to him out of respect.
Okay. He takes it and says, "Well, I appreciate it, though it's unnecessary." He extends his hand and says, well fought.
You as well. And I'm smiling and shake my hand, his hand, and I look to Droop, and I give, like, the biggest smile.
Droop's just, like, hands curled up under his chin, just eyes all stars at you.
Oh, someone, I'm a fucking champion of the children.
So, combat's over. He'll return to his men, and you can hear them talking amongst themselves. One of them you can hear saying, what about our payment?
I don't have anything to say to that.
No.
We made a deal, Kyle!
They're not talking to you. He's talking to his boss.
They don't know I'm all out of magic for the day. I'm going to motion for... I look back. What do I see? I know I probably see an Allosaurus.
You look to your left and you'd still see an Allosaurus. Behind you, you see nothing. You don't see Thalia in shadow.
All right, come out, guys. It's all over. We've reached an agreement.
Thalia will do so. She begins to walk your direction.
Yeah, sure. I'll go.
Does Grar approach?
I'm not changing back. But okay. Sure.
I would feel more comfortable if you did approach.
I wouldn't.
As they're gathering up their things, they put out their torches, and you can see two more of them exit, one of them wearing robes instead of armor, and then same motif, and then and one other fighter with a great sword. They pack up their things, and he turns to you and says, good luck. That guy looked strong. I wouldn't want to fight him.
Gotta do what you gotta do. Got a job to finish ourselves.
Roar.
Get the fuck out of here.
They leave.
Which way are they headed?
They head past you nervously, some of them, and head off east. Or, sorry, head off west.
Okay.
Are you telling
me? Oh, that worked out pretty well.
Are you telling me you fought them for them to leave? They accepted that one-on-one?
Well, yeah, I mean, I figured these are a bunch of, you know, mercenaries. They probably going to come and get their sword. I have a way to kind of defuse that, so why not? Seemed like the
why
path
would they
of
do
least
that?
Resistance.
There was like six of them.
Yeah, I know.
They're so dumb.
Ah, yeah. How far away are they?
They're out of earshot.
Okay. They had like a, they definitely had a caster.
Yeah, I'm really happy they decided not to throw that one out. I don't know how strong he was, but definitely a lot easier to get around those great sword wielding knuckleheads. But he was a good fighter. I mean,
was he?
He may have been one of the best we've seen. Well, besides Droop here.
He's still just smitten. You won the battle.
That's adorable.
We're gonna there's gonna
Shadow, did you see how good Almalexia was?
Yeah, it was a good fight. I can't believe they agreed to the terms. But hey, I'm here for it.
If only was here to see it, I bet he would have loved that. He's a good fighter guy, that
Hey Droop. Hey stupid.
What?
That's Grar.
Point to the giant dinosaur.
As a dinosaur.
Yeah, he can change his shape like you can change sometimes. Have you not? Did you not pick up on that?
Well, yeah. Remember, I used my magic to make you a giant ape.
That one. Oh yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah, it was a big monkey. That's right. Okay. Hi, Grar.
This doesn't feel like a roar moment. I don't like dinosaurs. Don't purr. But I have a sound. No.
Gives a really muted.
Thalia will speak up and say, quick thinking. Way to make that group fight into a one-on-one. Well done.
Yeah,
she didn't do anything.
By the way, I know we kind of got like a long trip ahead of us, and that took a little more out of me than I thought. Maybe we could... I know you guys probably aren't all that tired, but head on over to the cave for a little while?
They were guarding the cave. Of course we're going in the cave.
Yeah,
I just would like to, you know, take a breather and feel a little better.
You say you need a short rest before you'll be ready to fight?
Talking about mechanics that I don't understand.
I didn't talk about mechanics. I just asked if you needed a short rest.
I need a rest that is shorter than the rest we previously just had.
You don't want to sleep.
I don't need to sleep.
You'd like a short rest?
I would love that.
All right.
Exactly that. I'm going to start calling it that.
First person ever.
I'm surprised you didn't jump halfway in and just be like, this is boring! Fireball! Yeah, I'm
surprised nobody did that, to be honest. But
I was kind of hoping I was sort of hoping you'd get your ass handed to you. I was sort of hoping their whole team would double cross you.
How close were you to calling
the group in? I had 19 HP.
Yeah, so I was like fighting that ground thingy.
If you hadn't done the second cone of cold, he might have had you down there.
I had rolled so many fucking low numbers on damage.
Yep. He had 125 and some resistances.
That is respectable. I'm glad, or I hope that one of them wasn't cold.
So that was fun. So next time we'll pick up at the opening to the tunnel and you guys can do what you do.
That's what we do every time. So I'm ready.
Thank you for listening to The Usual Time, a Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition podcast. Please visit The Usual Time D&D for this and all of our episodes. This episode features the talents of Jared Case, Andrew Klon, Casey Trickle, and Tyler Kuhn. Don't forget to smash that 5-star review button on your way out. Songs in this episode include Brave and Action Surge by Arcane Anthems and Netherland by Poddington Bear. We'll find out what these mercenaries were guarding next time on The Usual Time.